recognize that the Lord never fails, and I just want you to bow your heads with me one more time. Father, we want to submit to your plan today and let your word release new life into our hearts so that we can be what you've called us to be and do what you've called us to do. We ask this in Jesus' name. This morning, the first thing that I want to bring to you is there's a changing of hearts that God is doing. And it's really His workmanship to transform our soul. And the salvation of the soul is not something that most people want to talk about. Now, how many know that your soul is three parts, spirit, soul, and body? Okay? Your body, I mean, your being is three parts. Your soul is also your mind, your will, and your emotions. And that's where most of us live. Mind, will, and emotions. And the letter of James, in the Amplified, and I believe in the King James as well, you're going to find that verse 21 talks about the salvation of your souls. In the NIV, it doesn't talk about it. It just kind of shatters it off. So I kind of want to touch on that this morning because I woke up with that this morning. I woke up with the salvation of the soul being a priority. Now, the soul is also the part of you and me that gets into trouble. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you and I get into trouble, we seek for salvation, and we don't always get it when we like it, or it doesn't always come when we want it. Does that make any sense to you so far? Do I get an amen? All right. See, when I'm in a hurry, what I usually get is nothing from God. When I try to rest with Him, there's a beginning of change that happens. So I want to read to you the difference between the two verses, okay? Verse 21 in the NIV says, "Therefore get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. It doesn't say save your soul. The Amplified says, "So get rid of all uncleanness and rampant outgrowth of wickedness in a humble, parentheses, gentle, modest spirit. Receive and welcome the word, which implanted and rooted in your hearts contains the power to save your souls." So, the root that's needed is the word. By the way, I ordered a new calendar. And in it, Akiana did some incredible paintings, and one of them is the Tree of Life. And in her painting, which I will bring next week, you will see the Tree of Life is visible, but the most awesome part is it's suspended in the air, and you can see its entire root system. And it's done with all kinds of like little roads elevated. It is an awesome picture, and it just takes your breath away. And it is absolutely awesome to believe that this young woman, I believe, or maybe 10 or 11 or 12 years old, did this painting. And all of them are all part of on her. If you ever go on her website, it's incredible. But this young lady gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning, starts her day at 4 a.m. She knows four languages. She's written several books. She's done umpteen dozens of paintings. And they're usually about 5 feet high. And it takes your breath away to see what God can do with a person that is a young woman
anointed of God to do a work for him. That's all I can tell you. It is a work for him. And she is astounding the world.
So I'm taking you back to that tree because, again, see, the salvation of your soul is something that I would like to see done by me. Then I would retrim it the way I want. How many know that if I do it myself, I'm going to create a problem? Okay? So now let's go to 1 Thessalonians. Because in 1 Thessalonians, I'm sorry, 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. What the Holy Spirit was pressing in me this morning was to recognize that there is a lawless part of me that gets me into trouble. Amen?
Amen.
St. Paul is writing to them, and, let's get two other scriptures before we actually go into this one. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, I'm a new creation. Yes? By the Holy Spirit, I'm a brand new creation. So if I'm a new creation, the old has passed away. The new has come, right? Okay. Then in 1 Corinthians, it says in chapter 3, verse 17, if anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is sacred, and you are that temple. Try it again. If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is sacred, and I am that temple. Why? Why is it sacred to begin with? Yes, because he lives there. Now close your eyes for a minute and repeat after me. If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is sacred. And I am that temple. That's what the word says, correct? Remember, going back now into the Amplified, it says, the Word, okay, the Word, verse 21, rooted, implanted in your hearts, contains the power to save your soul. So I'm pushing your buttons this morning to make you aware that the root inside of you has to be the Word of God, not a great idea from the brain. Because the great idea from the brain will come to what? Nothing. Eventually, you lose it. And again, you know, when you see this reality that I am a new creation, I am the temple of the Holy God. I am that temple. The Holy Spirit lives in me. We used to sing a song, I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. Well, did we believe it? I think it was just a wonderful song most of the time. It didn't have a great deal of fruit or effect. But God's grace today, I pray, will change us. Let's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Concerning, verse 1. Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, we ask you, brothers, not to come easily unsettled or alarmed by some prophecy reports or letters supposed to have come from us saying that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed. The man of lawlessness is revealed. The man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worship, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. What does that really say? the man of lawlessness, doesn't go by the rules of God. It lives inside the temple of the Holy Ghost. And it declares itself to be what?
God.
So it doesn't want to go by any rules, especially the rule of love. It just wants to do its own thing. Now, I go, you guys don't have any of these problems, but I do. Well, if I can only do 5 miles over the speed limit, I'll get there faster. Oh, I thought I didn't have any friends here. Do you understand where I'm coming from? You know, we sometimes think that laws are for other people, but not for us. Rules are for other people, but not for us. And I remember John Paul Jackson writing a book many years ago, Character Above Giftedness. In other words, all these gifts that you have from the Lord are useless if you don't have character. Meaning, you don't go there, you don't do this, you don't do that, because you've got a better idea. Well, who's ruling your temple? Selfishness, attitude, etc. And I can't, like I told you, I'm not picking on you, but I know what I put up with in this temple. And the Spirit would love to use me as much as possible and to destroy any accountability that I have before God and man. Amen? I want you to close your eyes for a moment. You've got a major problem in your body. You call the doctor and the doctor says, come in at 3. And you show up at 4:30. Who's ruling your temple? Self. Is the doctor going to see you and are you going to get your problem solved? Why? Because you decided you had a better idea. Alright? You understand, that spirit is not you. That spirit wants to use the temple of God. Namely, it wants to use. Amen? It wants to use any of us that submit to Him. Romans 6:16, to whom you submit to, you become a slave to. Have you ever been in slavery? I have. I got a ticket to prove it. You were going 72 miles an hour in a 65 miles an hour zone. Another one, on a day that God had blessed me immensely. I was right next to the Ludlow police station. I'm going 42 miles an hour, but the speed limit says 30. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. And God allowed the police officer to pull me over and said, are you aware what the speed limit was down this street? And yeah. How fast were you going? I don't know. The spirit of lawlessness was having a field day, and when I gladly took the ticket, because I chose to say thank you, the Holy Spirit says, now every day when you come by here, I want you to pray for those officers. Because I wanted to what? I wanted to satisfy some flesh. And give some excuses like, well, after all, there's no traffic at 1:30 in the morning. I mean, after all, there's not a cotton-picking car around here. What am I doing? And I'm not damaging anybody. Nobody's getting hurt. And the Lord said, you are full of lies. Yeah. And I said, who? He says, the lawless one. Now, I know that you guys are perfect, but I'm still under construction. How do I get rid of this thing that uses me every chance it has an opportunity?
Watching what you're doing.
Ah, watching what I'm doing. Why? Why do I want to watch what I'm doing? Watching my choices. Watching the cost that I am causing others. Because I choose to have it. I know somebody who wrote a song about that, right? Made very famous.
Same color eyes.
Yeah, I know. Hear me now. Again, let's go back. Verse 3. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed. Has he been revealed in me?
Yeah, I see him.
What am I going to do about it?
How many have gotten a few little glimpses since we started talking about him?
Put your hand way up, because you see, if you don't put your hand up, you'll think that it's only they that have a victory and you've got no victory. The point is, if you and I both agree that we have a problem with this thing, who's going to solve the problem?
Well, yes.
But how many know that the law tells you get yourself straightened out now? The law says don't do this and don't do that.
How many have heard those words before? And how legally binding are they? They'll put you into the grave. If you don't go to the Lord and get this done by grace, you're going to be in trouble.
You're going to try to do it out of your own flesh, and then you're going to hate yourself, because what you're going to learn is that you can't flow in obedience to Him and to the lawless one at the same time. They're fighting each other. Has He been revealed? Yes. This, the man doomed to destruction, he's the man of flesh. He's you and me. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Proclaiming himself to be God. Don't you remember that when I was with you, I used to tell you these things. And now you know what is holding him back, so that he may be revealed at the proper time. For the secret powers of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. Wow. Look at that. It seems that the Holy Ghost is on the job, right? Let's look again. Verse 8, and then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow. Oh, you mean the Lord wants to clean this up? With the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming. With the breath of his mouth and the splendor of his coming. The breath of his mouth and the splendor of his coming. You know, realizing that he can only come where he's invited. And I'm going to get anywhere until you invite him in. You're not going to be able to clean this up on your own. You're going to go around the circle, and you're going to go around the circle, and you're going to go around the circle, and you're going to travel on your own until you get quite tired. But if you change and you ask for help, what's going to happen? Verse 9. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders. And in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. There's your salvation again. Is that what the word is saying? Verse 11, for this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe a lie and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth and have delighted in wickedness. You mean God will release deception? Yes, He will. This message is not a comfortable one, but it is the truth. If you don't choose to allow the Holy Spirit to come in and burn by His fire that which brings you to lawlessness, you're going to stay in that space of lawlessness. You're going to find excuses and reasonings. You're going to have all kinds of reasonings that are going to come in. And it will be done by God to keep you in deception, because you've already made the decision, after all, God doesn't love me enough. He won't clean me up. He's working on you and you and you, but not... He's too busy. Don't bother God with big problems. Bother God with only little problems. Religious spirits. They have a marvelous way to conceive that you are overwhelming God with your difficulties. You know, He's not overwhelmed with your disability. He's overwhelmed at some of our stupidity. And you say, well, wait, are you calling me stupid? Well, think about it. When you refuse to let Him come in and clean you up, what are you doing? I'd rather do the job myself. Gotten quiet in here. See, if you'd rather do the job yourself, He'll let you. That's part of the delusion. Strong delusion says, well, maybe next year. Oh, well, after all, He'll never really clean me up because I'm not good enough yet. Come on. Am I alone? I'm not good enough yet. I have to work at this. I have to scrub and clean. And I mean, you want an extreme? I'll give you an extreme. I remember the Holy Spirit showing me one time, because I was dealing with a person who was taking 6 to 8 baths a day, scrubbing their body with a brush. And the mother says the child was actually bleeding. Guess what I found out? The Lord had showed me that there is sexual perversion that has been done to that child, and they were trying to clean themselves up. Did you hear me? Yes. Trying to clean themselves up. The child is holding themselves guilty. Yeah. Yeah. Holding themselves guilty. And they weren't guilty. They had been abused. Strong delusion will tell you anything to get you from where you are and keep you there in deception. Strong delusion will take you and make you believe any lie. It doesn't matter what lie it is. Any lie that will keep you as a slave to itself. Strong delusion is sent by God because the person refuses to worship the Most High. If you look at Romans 1, you'll see it. They refuse to worship the Most High. They refuse to worship. They're only interested in trying to save themselves and clean themselves up and make themselves feel good so they'll survive another day. Anybody catching on? Are you catching on to what this lawless spirit has done to the church? Has done to you and your family and mine? This is scary. Unless you put the next level in, that He is more than able to clean you up. He is more than able to bring the fire of the Spirit to burn out the chaff. Once you've got the spotlight on it, you say, okay, I can't clean it. I can't clean myself. I don't have that ability. I'm not good enough to do that. But I know the one who is. Who can break the seal of the hidden truth? It's Christ Jesus, the Lamb. He already earned it. And you know, this morning I was saying to the Lord,
you know, this area that I see that is so lawless still in me. Yes, there are corners that are still lawless in me. I still struggle just like you. And I said, Lord, how much love was on that tree when the Father was watching His Son die for me? Will I comprehend it? Will I let that impact take over my heart? Will I let that truth make a change in my thinking about why He's my Savior?
Close your Bibles.
I want you to stand. Put your Bibles on your chair.
And I want you to come up. We're going to pray together.
Because if you think I've got it made, all I can tell you is I'm under construction like the rest of you. Jesus, the lawless one has used me, and he's been trying to rule and reign in this temple. And I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. I am holy. The blood of the Lamb has done this work already. It's about time I receive it by faith. And to believe with you, Lord, that you are going to release your fire
in me.
To burn out the chaff.
To burn out the roots.
And all of the construction that was done by the enemy. To justify myself. Any strong delusion sent by God
to wake me up.
I say thank you.
Anything
that's holding me back
from realizing
that the work of Jesus Christ
on that cross
was done for me.
When he shed his blood,
it was to wash away
all of my lawlessness.
So I stand against this lawlessness, Lord. I ask that you would pull it down. And make it of no effect. Lord Jesus,
I'm asking for your fire.
In the weeks and days ahead.
To keep burning this stuff up.
All of it up. I don't want any roots left. If I need to repent. I'm trusting your Holy Spirit.
To form the character of Jesus.
And the obedience of Jesus.
Within me.
So I'm thankful.
That by faith.
In the ability of God.
To transform me.
Into a humble heart.
An obedient heart.
One that will carry out the commission
of the Most High God.
So that God's plan
will unfold
for me.
For the salvation
of my soul.
The salvation of my mind.
The salvation of my spirit. The salvation of my will. And the salvation of my emotions.
All of them need
the full salvation.
Now.
Not next week.
Right now.
In Jesus' name. I give you praise, Lord.
I give you praise, Lord Jesus.
I give you praise.
Do the work in me, Lord.
Don't stop till it's well done.
Ola di didia tene kia rana maioro babababababa santa kia ta. O tono sheki kiki kia te a ro babababa ka ata. Sheki e sheki la hono ma hosondo o poto. O to sheki la hatana ma hasanda kia te a. O ko ko shete ro raba hosondo ro kuya.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say Romans 10.
9 and 10.
When I believe with my heart,
and I speak with my mouth,
that salvation is mine.
The
salvation includes
the salvation
of my soul.
My mind,
my will, and my emotions. So Holy Ghost, have a party. Clean me up. And I will give all the glory.
In Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for pouring out your blood on the cross.
Jesus.